you for those kind words. I try not to be a complainer, a murmurer. I read about them in the Word of God. But I'm thankful that we've got something better in Christ than what the world has to offer. And it's something that's real. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to make believe. You get the Lord living inside of you, and He'll just make you happy all the time, and you can enjoy just being saved by His marvelous grace. And I trust you are tonight. If you ain't, you come to a good place to get saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I'm thankful tonight for what the Lord has done for me. Well, I didn't come to preach, but I thought we'd sneak in. Matter of fact, we made better time coming around them curves. Of course, my wife was asleep, and there's a lot of sports cars and motorcycles going around through there. I tried to keep up with them for a while, but about got sick myself, so I had to slow down. But anyway, I thought we was going to be late because we got a late start coming out of Andrews, North Carolina, but I thought we'd get here and slip in maybe when Brother Sexton was preaching and just sit and enjoy it. But nevertheless, you got a copy of God's Word tonight. Turn with us, if we will, to the book of Genesis, chapter number 45. Genesis, chapter number 45. And I feel like this is where the Lord would have us to be tonight. And if I was a fast reader, I'd read about three or four chapters here. But a very familiar passage of Scripture. We'll just read four or five verses here. Lord, help us. And bring a little thought. I feel like the Lord has placed upon our heart. Genesis chapter number 45, we'll begin reading in verse number 25. The Bible said, and they, this being Jacob's boys, sons, and they went out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. And he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted for he believed them not. Verse number 27, and they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob revived, sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel said, it is enough, Joseph, my son, is yet alive. And I will go and see him before I die. Then look, if you will, in chapter number 46, in verse number 30, he said, and Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And then in chapter number 48, verse number 21, the Bible said, and Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. May God add His blessings to the reading of His precious word tonight. You know the Bible here, how that Jacob had Joseph in his late years, and how that his brother got jealous of him and was going to take and kill him, and ended up putting him in a pit and sold him as a slave, took him out of the pit, sold him as a slave. He took him down, I'll tell you, and sold him, and Potiphar bought him, I'll tell you, as a slave. And they began to take and let him do some things, and he began to take, and the Lord began to bless him. Of course, you read, study the Bible, Joseph is the type and the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how some things happened, and they took and put him in prison, and then he got out of prison, and then they began to take and had The leader there had a dream. He began to take and tell him that dream and put Joseph over all that he had. Second in command there. And then the famine there, I gave him the land and the only place they could find, I'll take corn and stuff to eat to supply their needs. Brother John was down in Egypt, and Jacob sent the boys down there, his sons down there, to take and get the corn through. They could have food, they could survive the famine that was in the land. And what time he's down there, Brother Bud, I'll tell you, Joseph began to take and recognize his brother. And he sent him off. You know how the Bible reads, put the money back in the sack, had the corn in. And when they got there, they couldn't understand how that money got back down in that sack's mouth, that they had. So they come back. And you know how the Bible reads, how that they come back and sneak more corn, and I'll tell you how that he revealed himself to them out there and began to weep and cry and fall upon their necks and kiss them. And those brothers said, and now that he knows who we are, he'll take and kill us. But he said, hey, I said you've done it for evil, but God done it for the good. Amen. That's the way God always does, ain't it? And now here they come back, Brother Sexton, and they tell him, Jacob said, hey, I said, your son Joseph is yet alive down there. I said, unto God, said he's over all the stuff down there. He's made himself known to us. He's alive. He's alive. And I'll tell you, Jacob, he couldn't understand it. He said, I think he kind of said, you know, terminology we can understand. He said, you fellas, it's just telling me that. He said, no, said he's alive. I said, he wants to see you. And said, look out yonder at the wagons and the stuff he sent here. How to take and bring you back down there. I'll tell you, said he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. And watch this. The Bible said when Jacob looked out, I looked out and saw all those wagons and the good things. I'll tell you that Joseph sent to him. The Bible said that the spirit in Jacob began to take and revive. Again, verse number 28. And this is what he said. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. And what's what he said? He said, I'll go see him before I die. I want to preach tonight. God will help me a few minutes on some things I'd like to see before I die. Now, I don't know, the Bible don't say, but I can see him, Brother Bud, as he gets excited. And I can see, get them boys around. He said, when we're leaving, when we're going to go, we're going to go see Joseph. My son's alive. And I can see him. Maybe they start their journey now. And he begins to get excited, and they go just a little piece. He said, how much further is it? And he go a little bit. He said, how much further do we like? I'll tell you, Jacob got excited about going to see his son, and he said, I'm going to go see him before I die. Amen. I say, there's some things I'd like to see before I die. According to nature, I've done lived two-thirds or three-fourths of my life. It's already gone. I know I don't look like I'm that old. But I say, hey, it's gone. But I'll tell you, there's some things, if God would help and bless, preacher, there's some things that I'd like to see before I leave this walks of life. I'll tell you, hey, I can look back and I know you're not supposed to live in the past. But I'm glad I've got some things back there that I can see how God's blessed and what God's done. Thank God, I'd like to see it again before I die, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. I praise the Lord. I'll tell you, there's some things I don't want to see before I die. I was thinking, I'll tell you, as I was over at the little church this morning, I'll tell you, 18, I gathered into that little old building. They just tickle as they could be. But I thought about this, Brother Sexton. I'll tell you, there's some things that I don't want to see. I don't want to see church attendance I go down anymore. I'll tell you, over these past few years, now we've seen it go down. down. Back 35, 40 years ago, our people filled the buildings up, and now I let them, they'll fill everything else up except the church. I'll tell you, I hate to see church attendance I go down anymore. That it's already gone. But I'll tell you, I believe we're going to see more of it. God help us not to see church attendance I go down anymore than what it already is. Just about every pastor you talk to, I'll tell you, they say the attendance is down. The finances is down. I don't see anybody getting saved by the grace of God. But can I say tonight, God ain't changed, thank God. He's still the same. He's still powerful. I'll tell you, God can still do what he said that he can do, amen. Amen. Here back a few weeks ago, me and my wife, drove to Burksville, Kentucky, our little old country church down there. Pastor Brother Don Davis, he's a good brother. He's been faithful over the years. And I'll tell you, just a pretty little church. Off Highway 90, down across the field, our little old lane coming into it. A creek run down the side of it. I've got a pretty little white building there. They've worked on it, used to be, I believe, an old Methodist building. And they took it, and I'll tell you, fixed it, Bible Independent Baptist Church. And I'll tell you, we got there, Brother Sexton. I looked, one car, I was sitting there in front of that church. I mean, my wife went in, just the pastor and his wife. I was out there, about time to start Sunday school, and I kept seeing him. I look out the road, he talked to me a minute, look out the road, looking for people to take and come in. He said, Brother James, he said, I don't understand why people don't want to take and go to church. And I'll tell you, kept looking out the road. And finally he said, we're going to have to start. Three more come in for Sunday school. I met my wife, him and his wife, and three more, seven for Sunday school. But I'll tell you, he took prayer requests. We got down there to pray. Thank God, I'll tell you, just seven of us. I don't know how many is praying out of the seven. But I'll tell you, how God showed up. I'll tell you, in that prayer, thank God, I'll tell you, how listen, the main one showed up in that prayer. All right, for Sunday school, I believe seven more come in. 15. But can I say, how listen, I'll tell you, I don't want to see our church attendance go down anymore. I want to see it come up for the glory of God. And if people would fall, get in love with God, I believe we could see it. I come up once again, don't you? I say praise the Lord. Listen, I don't want to see our church attendance go down anymore. How can I say tonight, I don't want to see old-fashioned Christian living go down anymore than what it's on a decline. But I don't want to see it, do you? I say people, they love the Lord as much as they say they love the Lord. How can I say things that happen? Listen, attendance would pick up. I believe the Spirit of God would move in the churches once again. But it seems like that people would rather have the living of the world than the living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I say tonight, listen, I believe God could help us live the way that he wants us to live. In 2013, I believe people can still live for God. Amen. I'm talking about good Christian living for the glory of God. I don't want to see it go down. I don't want to see it decline anymore than what it is. But I'll tell you, God has got a few people that love him, that ain't going to turn, that ain't going to stop. I thank God that ain't going to sway from that type of living. I believe these people, preacher, they'll take and give their life for the cause of Christ. They're going to live and not for God. Amen. I just like to see more than you. Can I say tonight, I don't want to see church attendance go down. I don't want to see how it's an old-fashioned, good Christian living for the glory of God decline anymore than what it is. And can I say tonight, I don't want to see our country go further down than what it is today. I tell you, it seems like they turn their back on God. I tell you, they don't want nothing to do with God. But can I say, God still loves this country. I praise God. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preacher, I'm glad that God let me be born back in the United States of America, where the gospel's been preached for years and years and years. Where that she stood, I'll tell you for something. Down through the years, I know it's headed for destruction. But can I say, God still loves the United States of America. Peoples give their life for the freedom that we have here tonight. A lot of people shed their blood reaching for how the freedom that we have tonight. But I'll tell you, it wouldn't be possible if Jesus hadn't shed his blood for the people of the whole world. We're living in a time, I'll tell you, where it seemed like that they don't want God. I'll let him to the schoolhouse. I don't want him at the courthouse. I don't sort of want him at the White House. I'll tell you, it seems like that everything anymore seems like it's just anti-God. Anti-God. Same-sex marriages. I know you're not supposed to preach on that, like in the day that we live, but can I tell you, it's still abomination, like in the sight of God. I'll let you kill them little babies. I'll tell you, calling abortion, I'll tell you, just greedy for money. How can I say God is not pleased with that? How can I say, hey, I want just taking religion out and God out, just about everything? God's not pleased with that. I'll tell you, these storms and stuff's going on, God said he'd have his way, like in the whirlwind, lightning and thundering, they talk about, and snowing and sleeting, I'll tell you, and freezing rain, all at the same time. Can I tell you, God's in charge, and I'll tell you, God is still in charge. He's still in charge. God is still in charge, and he can do anything he wants to do, and he'll still be right. Amen. Still be right. I don't care what your president says, God's still in control. He says a king's heart is in the hands of God, and he can turn it whichever way. Preacher, he wants to turn. Thanks be to God. I'm glad somebody is in charge besides that's in the White House. Amen. There's some things that I don't want to see. But can I tell you tonight, there is some things that I do want to see before I die. I'm not in no hurry to live. But praise God, I done got it fixed up. Soon be 50 years. I'll tell you, I've been saved by the grace of God. I come July, and I'll tell you, I've done got that part fixed. Brother Bud, I don't have to worry. I'll listen about that. But I'll tell you, I love this kind of living. Thank God. I'll tell you, I love this type of living. But I'll tell you, one day, death's going to overtake us. People said, well, if I die, it ain't if you die, friend. It's when you die. It's an old cold. Clutches of death. Put his hands and clutches on you and snuff you out of this life. But thanks be to God. Before I go, there's some things that I'd like to see for the glory of God. Amen. What would you like to see before you die? Let me give you two or three things that I feel like the Lord has put upon my heart that I'd like to see before I die. Preacher, I'll tell you, thank God for good churches that we got around. We ain't got too many good ones left. But thank God, I'm glad. Ridgeview Baptist Church, it's always the same when we come by. Thank God, I get excited being able to get to come by. But I thought about this. Before I die, I'd like to see an old-fashioned, an old-time revival breakout for the glory of God. I'd like to see it one more time. Preacher, for the glory of God, I don't care where it's at. Just as long as God let me be there, I don't have to preach. Thank God, just let me be where it's happening. I just want to be. I'm talking about, I'd like to see revival breakout for the glory of God. God. I'll tell you where it's going to start. It's going to start at little churches like this right here. People might not think much of these little country mountain churches, but I'll tell you, God still got his hand and that upon them. Thanks be to God. I'd like to see it. I'll tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take some old-fashioned preaching from God's word. Listen, you can't order it up. I'll tell you, you can't get man to bring it in. But I'll tell you, when hearts get right for the glory of God, God will let it come from God out of heaven. I'd like to see, I'm talking about a Bible revival. I'll sit from God out of heaven. Oh, God, let me see her again before I have to leave this walks of life. Amen. I think I've seen just a few in my lifetime, but I'm thankful. I'll let you that God I can take and do it again. I remember. I'll let you back. I read the Old Testament. I tell you when the man of God I took that mantle and struck. I'll let you the water and it rolled back hither and thither. And thank God it went on the other side. And I'll tell you when Elijah I went up in the whirlwind and Elisha he came back. And he said, where's the Lord God of Elijah? And he smacked that water. And brother, she went again and rolled back. Thank God, I'll tell you, I'd like to see how listen, God's people get to where they'd have such a hunger and such a desire for an old time revival. Listen, you couldn't keep it back and you couldn't hold it back. Thank God the devil couldn't stop it. Where God's people would get revived against such a way that you couldn't hold them back and hold them down. I mean like it used to be. I'm not talking about just go and that for God. Amen. I'd like to see that once again before I die with you. Somebody said, well, what's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. We got a problem with ourselves. I'll tell you, ourselves, how we're selfish with ourselves. And I'll tell you what that brings. Sin in a child of God life. I'll tell you what God said. God said we have to come to a place where we deny ourselves and take up his cross and follow him. I say praise the Lord. Can I say tonight, I believe with all my heart, if I know anything about the word of God, I believe God's got her up there. About ready to pour it out upon us. If we'll take and do what God said do and get where God wants us to get, I'll tell you, and believe the way God wants us to believe. I believe we can see it. I said, I think we can see it for the glory of God. Amen. Don't you? Old time revival. I'd like to see it before I die. Jacob, he got excited when he come back in and said, hey, Joseph's alive. He said, huh? He said, I'm telling you that Joseph is yet alive. And I tell you, he got so excited about that. He said his spirit began to take and revive. And he said, I'm going to go see him before I die. I say, praise be to God. I don't know how many years that I've got left. I don't know how many days that I've got left. As a matter of fact, I don't even know how many hours I've got left. But God help us before I die. Lord, help me to see an old time revival. I break out in this country. I'll tell you that people would know what God's are doing. Amen. I believe that tonight, don't you? Well, praise the Lord. I'd like to see an old time revival before I die. It'll take God's people, and it's going to take a hunger for it. Because I believe the devil knows he don't have much time left. And I believe he's working all he can to try to stop it and hold him back. But now, could you see Jacob excited about going to see Joseph? I don't think them boys could have held him back. I don't think anybody could have stopped him from going to see Joseph. But just yet alive. And I'll tell you, if we as God people, watch us now, we as God's people would get such a hunger and a desire at that point. Pastor, I'll tell you what God said. God said, I'll give you your heart's desire. Whether it's right or whether it's wrong, I'll give you your heart's desire. But I'm telling you, if we desire it enough, I believe God give it to us. God give it to us. Amen. I believe that, don't you? Well, praise the Lord. Not only would I like to see an old time revival break out for the glory of God before I die, but I'd like to see some old time, I call it what you want to, old fashioned reconciliation back together. I thought we're living in a time where it seems like that people has got alts and they've got things that they're holding against one another and grudges. But I'll tell you, I'd like to see like it's been in days gone by, Brother Bud, where people would take and get right with God and then take and get right with their brothers and sisters in the Lord. I believe God still wants it that way. I believe that's a Bible way for people to take and get right with one another. I'll tell you now, it's not like this down here. You probably don't have it in Tennessee, but we got some in Kentucky. I'll tell you, one group sits on one side and another group sits on the other side, and I'll tell you, they've got a few that's in the middle, and they're daring either one of the sides to take. I want to tell you, how can the power of God take and work against something like that? I'll tell you, it can't. But I'll tell you, when people begin to get right with God, I'll tell you what happens. They begin to take and be reconciled back to one another. I'll tell you, you can see how the Bible said, how can two walk together unless they agree? I'll tell you, the Bible talks about harmony. The Bible talks about unity. The Bible talks about a togetherness that God's people are supposed to have. And I'll tell you, if we'll take and get rid of that junk and be reconciled back to God and then be reconciled back to one another, I believe we can see the power of God once again. Amen. I believe that tonight, don't you? God help us. I remember back some years ago, we was in a revival meeting there at the old Cedar Grove Baptist Church at the edge of McQuarrie County and Wayne County. I'm talking about out in the country. But I'll tell you, I didn't have no air conditioning. I'll tell you, the doors was open, the windows was up, and we was in the revival meeting there. I started on a Sunday night, and I'll tell you, the house full. I was standing around the walls in the doorway, and that old fan trying to blow. I let a little air to stir. We wasn't worried about the heat. We wasn't worried about how hot that it was. I started the revival meeting there on Sunday night. And I'll tell you, went Sunday night. Then come back Monday night. Before we went back on Tuesday night, there's a young man there. I'll tell him, the church, 21 years old at that time, that loved the Lord. That stayed home, helped his dad in the log woods. But that Tuesday, I'll tell you, got a phone call. I mentioned his dad was falling a tree, and that tree hit that young man and killed him and took him out into eternity. He was saved. I shook his hand Monday night. He loved the Lord. But then, I'll tell you, there's mom and dad, I think, missed one night of the revival meeting. But I'll tell you, we kept going. And I'll tell you, about Wednesday night, Thursday night, I mentioned people started coming. I'm talking about deacons. I'm talking about church members. I mentioned filling the altars. That's my wife. I mentioned getting right with God. And then after they got right with God, how they started getting right with one another. I thought, how sad that it is that people wait. I mentioned a tragedy happens before they get right with God and get right with one another. I cannot say tonight. I mentioned after that, I tell you, people started getting saved. I don't know, 15, 18 saved. By the grace of God, that pastor was so poor. He didn't have an automobile. They had to pick him up, bring him to church, take him from church. But I'll tell you, the power of God was so strong. When he'd get up to open up service, I'm telling you, it'd be so strong. His legs would be as weak as water. I mentioned he'd get out on his knees and finish up. I'm talking about, the mighty power of God. Can I say tonight, I mentioned, friend, God has has still got that power. Listen, I believe the church, I can still see it. I believe God will show up. If we take and get things right, God can do it. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord. I'd like to see it like that once again, wouldn't you? I know people think that you're foolish when you talk like that, but I'll tell you, I've seen it before. I'd like to see her again before I take and die. I told Brother Sexton, me and my wife, next month, I'll be 2 years since I've saw. I guess to our son, he texted us on Thanksgiving Day. That's the only way we know he's still living. I grew in church. I took him to church. My wife was carrying him. Before she delivered him, after 9 months, I was up. We had him. I'll tell you, 4th of July, I had him at a homecoming. I'll tell you, church, I stood up and sung a few songs with what wind she had. I went to the hospital. I delivered him. Took him back to church the next Sunday. For 18 years, he's always in church. Not seen him now. Next month will be 2 years. Somebody said, how you know did he get right with God? If he gets right with God, I'll tell you, we're going to get a phone call. I'll tell you, he's going to come by the house and say, I got right with God. Somebody said, read about that prodigal son. When he said, I'm going to rise and I'll go back to my father's house. And thank God, I'll tell you, when he got there, he said, Father, I'm not even worthy to be called your son. And I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you, God still do it. I'll tell you, God can still do it.
Yes.
I'd like to see that before I die. Wouldn't you? I know how people say you're talking about days that's done gone by. You call it what you want to. But I'll tell you, I'm still saved by the same grace of God. I'm still talking the same Bible. I still feel the sweet spirit down my soul. God's still sitting upon the throne. Jesus ain't changed. Thanks be to God. I'll tell you, listen, God said, ask and you shall receive. If we never ask, we'll never receive. But he says sometimes you ask to consume it upon your own lust, and I understand that. But I want to tell you, when God's people begin to take and ring the prayer bells there in heaven the way God said, I think business will pick up at the house of God, don't you? Woo! Hallelujah. I know you're not supposed to get too excited on Sunday, but I just can't help myself get excited. I'd like to see it. Once again, what preacher? I'd like to see some old-fashioned revival meetings break out in our country. I'd like to see some old-time, old-fashioned, call it what you want to, reconciliation. But I tell you, Brother Sexton, what it's going to take. And this is where we're lacking, I think, also today, is some old-fashioned repentance. I tell you, some of this stuff that's going on today, I tell you, they say that it's real. But I want to tell you, there are people shed tears and they come to the altar. And I'm not trying to be critical tonight, but I'll tell you, they'll shed tears and they'll say that everything's all right with them and God, and then go back out and live the same old way. I'll tell you, don't think nothing about the church. I'm not people of church. I don't think that's generating repentance. I'll tell you what it is. The Bible said, there's a godly sorrow that work of repentance. I'll tell you in us. Can I say that still godly sorrow? It's a goodness of God they'll take and do that. Can I say tonight that God is still good? I'll tell you, he was good back then. He's still good today. He'll still be good tomorrow. And the Bible said it's a goodness of God that work of repentance. Yeah. Tonight I got saved, preacher. I'll tell you, I was just a little lad, 11 years old. I said in the second seat back from the front. I didn't know anything about conviction. I didn't know much about the Word of God. My business meeting ahead. All I know, I'll answer they stand up, say something, and sit back down. I'll tell you, I didn't know nothing. But I'll tell you, when God began to take and put me under conviction and let me know I was going to die and go to hell, I'll tell you what that was. That was the goodness of God that's working in my life. Hey, I know it wasn't very long, Brother John, but I sat there, I weeped, and tears are coming down my face. But I won't tell you, listen, I believe that when I lifted my foot to step out, I believe that's when God saved me. Woo, hallelujah. I believe that's when God, I was saved before I ever got down to the altar. Somebody said, that's the goodness of God. And I'll tell you what I've done. I took and repented. Hallelujah. I'm glad that God can work repentance. How can I laugh? Amen. Yeah. Brother Billy Mitchell said one time, said a fellow asked him, he said, how you know when you repent? He said, if you ever repent, you never stop. That bothered me when I first heard that. But I'll tell you, can I say, listen, I repented today. I thank God. I listen that God is able to take and work His goodness in us that'll cause repentance to come out of our life. One fellow told him, said, I ain't done nothing wrong. He said, that's your problem. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Sin has to be repented of. I'll tell you, thanks be to God, the sin of unbelief has already been taken care of. But God's promised us, if we'll take and confess our sins, He'll be faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all. I'm going to tell you, it takes some old-fashioned repentance. But God can work it in it. Amen. The goodness of the Lord. Huh? God been good to you? You ever repented? I'd like to see it once again before I die. Old-fashioned revival meeting break out. Some old-time, old-fashioned reconciliation. Some old-fashioned repentance. That's what it's going to take, is repentance. Somebody said, oh, preacher, said, what would that do? I believe that brings some old-fashioned rejoicing back to some hearts of God's people. Now the Bible, I'll tell you, when they come back and brought that coat of many colors, I'll tell you, to Jacob, and said, is this your son's coat? And he looked at it, and he said, it is. And he saw that blood on it. He said, I'll go to my grave mourning from a son. But watch this now. It's been probably over 17 years, and they come back in, Brother Bud, and they said, Father, I said, your son, is alive. He said, now come on now. He said, don't be a messing with me. He said, Father, I'm telling you, your son's alive. We just got through talking to him. And thank God, look out there. I'm sitting in the driveway. I listen to all that good things. I'll tell you, all them wagons that you got. Whoo, the Bible said, his spirit revived again him. And he said, let's go. Praise God, I wish we as God's people get back to where God wants us to be. Where we could come to the house of God rejoicing. And that in the Lord. You tell me that Jacob wasn't happy and rejoicing and shouting, and somebody stopped him and said, Jacob, what's wrong with you? He said, don't bother me. He said, thank God, I'm going to see the son. I'm going to see my son. I said, glory to God, I'm glad that God can cause some rejoicing in our heart and our life like he has in days gone by. You believe that? Look, if you would, in the book of Psalms 100. Stay with me now, I'm about done. Look in verse number 1. Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Look in verse number 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generation. Look in verse number 4. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and to His courts with praise. Can I tell you, listen, we've got enough. God's already done enough for us. If He saved us, every time we come to His house, we ought to be shouting and rejoicing and praising God. You say, preacher, I'm telling you, just for being saved by the grace and get to go to heaven when this life is over, we ought to shout and praise and rejoice in His name. Amen. I know what people tell me. You preachers just old fashioned. This is what's been told to me. He said, you all want to be spiritual and expect everybody else to be spiritual. I said, praise God, keep a tuning in. You're getting the picture. It's not just for preachers. Everybody that's saved by the grace of God. I'll tell you, hey, everybody that's saved by the grace of God. Listen, I guess a candidate for the same thing that us preachers has got. Somebody said, now that's in the Old Testament. I'm getting ready to go to the New. Look in the book of Acts, chapter number 3. Now I've had people tell me, you all just loud and want everybody else to be loud. I said, praise God. What do you think they're doing in heaven? You think they're silent? Church is about the quietest place that you'll ever be. But I thought about this, and I've had people tell me, I can sit and be still and be quiet and still worship and rejoice in the Lord. Well, you might could sometime. But look in the book of Acts chapter number 3. Watch this. They took and carried that fellow out there by the gate of the temple called Beautiful. And watch this. They'd been several people. I go in. He's sitting there begging for alms. Watch this. Now, Peter and John are getting ready to go in. If you notice what hour they's going in, the hour prior, praise God. Watch this now. And hey, he's beckoning to them. They're probably calling out for them to give him something. Watch this. Peter spoke up and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. And the Bible said he reached down with his right hand and pulled him up, and his ankle bones received strength. Watch this. You didn't find him at the bowling alley, at the bingo parlor, down the mall, skating rink. The Bible said, watch it, read the Bible. The Bible said he went into the house of God. He's leaping, listening, and jumping, and watch, what was he doing? And praising God. You tell me that that fellow was quiet. No. I'll tell you, it upset their service. I'll tell you, there's a man that just got saved by the grace of God. In the house of God. In the Holy Ghost. Worshiping and praising God. Amen. You remember the first time you ever got in the Holy Ghost? I remember the night I got saved almost 50 years ago. I was shy, backward, and bashful. I'll tell you, hey, I'm just a little shy country boy. But I'll tell you, when I went down out of the church, across the churchyard, they'll call 790, down Dennis Lane, I'll tell you, I take back after that night, I don't think my feet ever touch the gravel on Dennis Lane. What few rock was on it. And I'll tell you, when I got to the house, I jumped up on the porch and swung open the screen door. I'll tell you, when the house and my mom coming out of the kitchen, I said, praise God. I'm glad God can make a difference. Amen. Somebody said, that's just one place in the Bible. How many times have God had to put it in there to get us to believe it? Remember when he's going into Jerusalem, sent him out to that little donkey, and I'll tell you, brought that little donkey, and Jesus, where a man had never said, and I'll tell you, they put their clothes on the donkey, and began to take and strow the clothes and branches, I'll tell you, in the way, and watch this, when Jesus began to take and come, ride that little donkey, they began to shout and praise him, and said, Hosanna, the king, and I'll tell them, people said, I have them to hush, and to tone it down the too loud. And Jesus said, if these hold their peace, these rocks would cry out. Glory to God, I'm glad that somebody is going to give Jesus praise. If it takes rocks, I believe nature, I just look, hey, but God expects, we've been redeemed, we've been saved. God expects us to take and rejoice and praise His name. Amen. I believe sometimes we just ought to get to where we just take a Holy Ghost fit. You believe that? Somebody said, now wait, preacher, I think you're going to little extremes. Is that right? I guess they thought that about them people, didn't they? I guess they thought about that fella that went in the temple called Beautiful. At the hour of prayer, what time they's getting ready to have a prayer meeting? I've seen it in my day. I'm still a young fella. I'd like to see it today. Preacher, where people is so excited just about being saved and get to go to heaven, they can't be quiet. When I got back in church in 1974, there's a fellow got saved in an old-time revival meeting that broke out in 1971. Brother Oval Brown, 63 years old, a sod drunk. They tried to dry him out, put him in the hospitals. They turned him loose, he'd go right back to the bottle. I don't know how many days that revival meeting went, but he said, now, Brother Lockhart, he said, I'd go every night. And he said, I just weep and cry, beg God to save me. He said, hey, people come along and said, Oval, you can get up now. Everything's all right. And he said, I knowed everything wasn't all right. But on a Thursday morning, what time he's at the house, he found him a place to pray and cried out to God. And he got in. And he called the pastor. And the only thing they could shout and say, I'm talking about over the phone, he said, I got in. I got in. And they said, what? Hey, he said, I got in. I got in. He said, what in the world? He said, I got in. I got in. I got saved this morning. He's different ever since. Didn't have to put him back in the hospital, try to dry him out. He smoked. He said, Brother Locke, I won't tell everybody this, but some won't tell. He's done gone, dead and gone to heaven. But he said, smoke said they bothered me so bad. And said, I was praying one morning and said, the Holy Ghost said, go take and spit them out in the commode. He said, honest for God. He said, that's what I've done. He said, I got up from praying. Said, I went to the bathroom, put the lid up on the commode. Said, I spit them out. And said, I flushed it. And said, I've never wanted one since. Some of you looking at me kind of funny. What kind of preacher are you? I said, praise God, I'm a saved preacher. I'm telling you what God. And he'd come in the church, and I'll tell you, he'd just break and cry and lift his hands and his face get real red. And I'll tell you, his wife take that little hanky and shout him down the aisle and say, glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. I said, Oval God in, Oval God in, Oval God. That's her husband. I praise God, I'm telling you, I'm glad God can do it. What would you like to see before you die? Tennessee goes to the Final Four. Back when the lottery got up $589 million. You'd stop at a place, I usually don't like to buy anything that sells lottery tickets. There's one fellow said that he walked in, bought some stuff, and they said that lady there, clerk, said, you got your tickets yet? He said, what are you talking about? I said, you got that lottery ticket yet? $589 million. He said, yes, I got a ticket. She said, you got a ticket? He said, yes, I got mine. On my knees down on an altar, I let some crying out to the Almighty God. Said, I got my ticket. Yep. Hallelujah. I got mine in 1963, and the ticket's still good. I praise God. It's worth more than $589 million. I would not sell mine for all the money in the world. Amen. Hallelujah, praise His name. Can I tell you something else before I quit? I done said I was going to quit, didn't I? Can I say something else? I'll tell you before I quit. Something else I'd like to see. Before I die, I'd like to see the rapture of the church. Now, I don't know if you can see it or not, preacher. Hey, it's going to happen. Suffice, but I tell you, I've done got it fixed up, wrote out on paper, and sitting on my desk. If anything happened to me, I have to go by the way of death, and they put me on the sod. I done told my wife what to do. If anybody says anything about me being dead, tell them that's not true. I'll be more alive then than I am right now. But hey, I tell you, I'd like to see. I said before I die, I'd like to see the rapture of the church take place. I don't know where I can see anything or not. It's going to be quick. But can I tell you, I'd like to be, Brother Mike, I'd like to be able to go by the way of rapture. Thanks be to God, I'd like to go. I'd like to hear something say, I come up hither, thank God we're out of here, amen. You ever thought about that? Most people are saved right with God. Have you ever thought about getting to go in the rapture? I stood beside the bed of a lot of people that's died. I was there when my sister died in 1996, May the 7th. I was there when my mom died, February the 9th, 20 minutes till 7. I was there when Brother Holbrook died that June morning, 6:58. He took his last breath. I just left my brother a few minutes when he died 2 years ago this past August. I've seen a lot of people die. And I tell you, I don't fear death. I don't understand it all. Don't know what it'd be like because I ain't never died before. But I'd like to be able to take and go in the rapture. The last thing Jesus said when he saw him go away, Brother Bud, took him out there on a mount. The clouds, he's beginning to go up, just kept going up in the cloud. Began to take and receive him out of their sight. But two men in white apparel looked down and said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus, amen, that you see go away, is coming again, amen, in like manner." Yeah. I'm not a prophet. Not much of a preacher, but I am saved by the grace of God. Now, I don't understand it all, preacher. Now, the Bible said the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And I've heard people say, I probably said it myself, praise God, I'd like to be out there at the cemetery when that time takes place. But could you imagine the time them people that's dead gets to the top of that ground and be reunited with a glorious body. And about that time, we shook off this old flesh. And we're changed. And we get one of them glorious body like the Son of God. And the next, watch this. And the next thing we know, we're right in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now I've just wondered. I got to reading. Of course, they say that's what gets us Kentucky preachers in trouble when we get to thinking. But I got to thinking about Jacob getting to see Joseph. Could you imagine when they rode up there and he's telling them boys, "Where's he at? Where's he at? You said it's a where's he at?" And they say, "Father, right yonder he is. He's a coming to you." Can you imagine what Jacob? I'd say he bailed out of that wagon, whatever he's riding in, and he went right to him, and he said, Joseph, I don't think they had to sit down and take about 4 hours of lessons of saying, "Are you my son and you my father?" I believe they know one another right then. Yes, sir. But I thought about this, preacher. I thought about this. Could you imagine what it would be for the rapture to take place and us get to go be in the presence of an almighty God? I ain't never seen him, but I believe I'm going to know him. I've been acquainted with him now for soon be 50 years. And I think when we see him, when we really see him, I think what we're going to do, we're just going to fall down at his feet. So, oh, Lord, thank you from what you what we're going to see, we're going to see those wounds in his feet. And I think he'll probably get his hands and just lift us up and say, come on, son. I believe we'll see them wounds again his feet. And we'll latch to get him. We'll see those wounds again his head. And I tell you, I don't think we're going to have to go through a course or anything. I tell you, when we see him, I believe what we're going to say, Brother John, thank God he's alive. He's alive. I believe Jacob took off and said, Joseph, he's alive. He's alive. Thank God. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to shout all over heaven and say, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Thank God. He's alive. He'll never die again. Thank God. We'll never taste death. I said, we're going to be alive forevermore. And I'll tell you, he'll be alive all through eternity. And thank God, we'll be alive. I said, we'll be alive. Hallelujah. For what God, through Jesus Christ, his son, has done for us. I said, he's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody said, how you know that he's alive? Well, he's in here. Thanks be to God, he's inside. He said he'd never leave us. I'd never forsake us. I'll always be with us even till the end. Thank God. I said, he's still alive. He lives in us. He's alive. I've never been there. I've never been to Israel since the tomb's empty. But I know it's empty. How you know, preacher? Because he's alive in me. And if you're saved by the grace of God, he's alive in you. No wonder we get to acting a little funny every now and then when the King of Glory starts to move in the avenues of our soul. We can't help ourselves. I'd just like to see it before I die. Of course, if I have to go by the way of death, I know everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'll tell you, I believe either way, it's going to be exciting, preacher. Thank God as we're nearing, as we get closer, thank God, I'll tell you, it gets more exciting and more exciting. It gets more exciting, and the closer we get, it gets more exciting. I'll tell you, you're 24 hours closer than you was this time yesterday. Thank God you're 168 hours closer than you was this time last Sunday. I'll tell you, it's getting closer. It's getting closer. I'll tell you, the more we go, it gets getting closer. And one day, it's going to happen. It'll probably be exciting just one way or another. But I'll tell you, I'd like to go by the way of rapture. Hallelujah. There's just some things I'd like to say before I die. You say, you think God's going to let you? Well, I'm praying that he will. He's still answering prayer. Let me ask some of you young people. What do you want to see before you die? Huh? I know we get excited about a lot of things. These young people dying, I tell you, I think there's 12 or 13, maybe 16 in the paper the other day. One of them was 14 years old. One of them was 39, I think. One's about 45. There's one 101, 196, 195, 186, and 195. But if he's living on the inside of you, praise God, it don't make no difference how old you get. I just see him right now. I'd like to see him myself. What would some of you young people like to see before you die? Hey, some of us older ones, what'd you like to see? New car, new truck, new boat. If that takes place, you ain't taking none of that with you. But I tell you, the times that God lets you shout, I believe that's going with us. Prayer is God's answer. I believe that's going with us. The tears that we shed, I think we're going to see him again. Well, I don't understand it, brother, but I believe he's got a bottle. He calls it a vial. But he catches them tears. Catches them. They don't fall in vain. Hey, it catches them. Catches them. Keeps catching them. One day when we get there, I don't understand it all, but he's going to bring it all out. Glory to God. I don't know about you. You say, preacher, you're crazy. Well, if I am, just let me go plumb off. Don't let them put them in a straitjacket. I'll tell you, hey, are you listening to me now? These are some things that I'd like to see before I die. I'd like to see more people saved. Jacob said his heart revived. And he said, I'm going to go see him before I die. And he did. He did. Let's stand tonight. Father, thank you for letting us be here. Lord, thank you for the good, sweet spirit that we feel in our soul. Lord, we thank you for this church and their pastor, pastor's dear wife and the family, Lord, and this church family here, Lord. I pray your blessings be upon him. Lord, he's been a friend to me. Lord, I love him. Lord, I thank you, Father, for saving me, for keeping me. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the promise that your Word will not return void, but to accomplish that which you please. Lord, I pray that you do what needs to be done now in this service. Maybe everybody's all right. Everybody's wanting to see some good things before they die. I don't know, Lord. You speak to hearts. I pray. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Amen. The section to go.
The Spirit of God.